Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Reynolds. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Ray Hart. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doc Medic. And now, play ball. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Munson moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Munson moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Munson scores. Mercer moves to third. Velez moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Velez scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Yankees. Ed Sprague now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munson takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mercer takes first base on ball four. White moves to third. Munson moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Velez takes first base on ball four. White scores. Munson moves to third. Mercer moves to second. It's 7-0, Yankees. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munson scores. Mercer scores. Velez moves to third. It's 9-0, Yankees. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Velez scores. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-0, Yankees. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Wilbur Howard now playing right field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Velez reaches second base with a double. Munson moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 6 RBIs. Nettles strikes out. There goes Munson. He's safe. There goes Velez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Nettles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Yankees. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nettles. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Coluccio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Yankees. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the mound. Medic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stanley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Gorman Thomas now playing left field. John Felsk now playing first base. John Vukovich now playing third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Kevin Koble now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Mercer strikes out. 1 out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Velez strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 6 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Felsk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing center field. Seal Reno Sanchez now playing third base. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Brewers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Hart moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-1, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk strikes out. 1 out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.